We are holding on. Nun Aleph and Beis Tulayim from the bottom of the page. Yesterday we went through the 8 different machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Seuda, and the first machlokas was when you say Kiddush, you have to say Baruch Pri HaGafen and you have to say a bracha on the Kiddush Hayom. Which one comes first? So Beis Shammai said, Yom comes first, exactly. Beis Hillel said, the Baruch Pri HaGafen comes first. We gave 2 reasons for each opinion, and then we said, Vahalacha. So says Gemara, of course the halacha is like Beis Hillel, Nafka Baskol. There was a heavenly voice that came out and declared that the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. So why do we need to paskin in an individual case that the halacha is like Beis Hillel when it's a rule in all of Shas that is derived from a Baskol that the halacha is like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara gives 2 answers. Iba yisema kodem Baskol. Maybe this tradition of halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel predates the Baskol. We had that tradition from before the heavenly voice ever came out. Or maybe it was after the Baskol, but we're assuming like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, who pays no heed to a Baskol. Rabbi Yeshua thinks a Baskol does not make an ounce of difference in the halacha. So you could scream heavenly voices from today till tomorrow, it's not going to change anything in the halacha. So that's why our Gemara has to say, no, over here we paskin like Beis Hillel. Forget about any Baskol. We actually paskin like the Beis Hillel. Tosos over here in the top Tosos asks a very fundamental question. Tosos says, you know, where does this whole story with Rabbi Yeshua rejecting a Baskol? Bamitzia Daf Nun Tes is a famous story. What's the famous story? In short, the Tanur Shel Achnai story. Let the water show if I'm right, and the water, the river starts flowing upstream. I'll let the walls of the Beis Medrash show if I'm right. You all know the story, right? This is like one of the tree show if I'm right, so the tree gets uprooted and jumps. So then the Baskol comes out. So they say, so Rabbi Yeshua is Lo B'Shamayim. We don't listen to a Baskol. I don't care what the Baskol says. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, which means we paskin not to listen to a Baskol. But guess what? All over Shas, when it's Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Okay, but most of the time we paskin like Beis Hillel. Why? Because apparently we listen to a Baskol. They're supposed to paskin like Beis Hillel. So which is it? Do we or don't we listen to a Baskol? When heavenly voice comes out and says something, do you listen or don't you listen? On the one hand, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, so we don't listen. On the other hand, we always pass on Beis Hillel, so we do listen. That's Tosfos Kash over here. So Tosfos says in the third line of that Tosfos, Yeshlomer didafka hasam kamer dein mashkichem baskol, ta baskol lo yekineged arov, ukvar amra Torah achram lahatos. You know when we don't listen to a baskol? When the baskol goes against the majority opinion. Because the Torah says, achre rabim lahatos, that you always have to follow the majority opinion. So if you have a Baskol that supports a majority opinion, great, we're more than happy to listen to a Baskol. And guess what? Whenever you have a Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the majority is always with the Beis Hillel. Why is the majority with the Beis Hillel? They just had more Talmidim. So the majority is with the Beis Hillel. So when a Baskol telling us to follow Beis Hillel, yeah, we'll listen to that because that's telling us to do the halacha. But a Baskol telling us to go against the majority, that's telling us to not do that. Like, we're not going to listen to such a Baskol. In fact, in the cases where we paskin like Beis Shammai, it's because they counted up how many Talmidim were in the Beis Medrash that day, and a bunch of the Beis Hillel must have been sick that day, and there were more Talmidim Beis Shammai, and they said, okay, let's vote and follow the majority. And that day, there happened to have been a majority of the Beis Shammai. Okay, so anyway, so main point number one, 2 explanations why we need to paskin specifically like Beis Hillel, even though we already have a Baskol. A, this psak predates the Baskol. Or B, ein mashkich in the Baskol. We don't listen to Baskols. So 2 explanations again, why we need to specifically paskin like Beis Hillel. If we always pass on a Bissel based on a Baskol, we already have a Baskol to pass on a Bissel. So A, this psak predates the Baskol. Or B, we don't listen to Baskols. Ein mashkichin the Baskol. Now, in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai said, when you have to recite Kiddush and you have to say Baruch Pri HaGafen, Beis Shammai said, which one comes first? The Kiddush Hayom comes first, which implies that Beis Shammai gives preference to the Kiddush Hayom rather than a Baruch Pri HaGafen. Asks the Gemara, Does Beis Shammai really hold that the bracha on the yom is better? That the bracha on the yom should get precedence over the bracha of what?
Yayin.
Good. Vatanya, have a brisa that says the opposite. The brisa says, Hanichnas lebeiso b'motzai Shabbos. Person comes home motzai Shabbos. What do you got to do when you come home motzai Shabbos?
Make Avdallah.
So Avdallah involves a bracha on Yayin, and it's also going to involve a bracha on the Yom, sort of. Not a Kiddush, but a bracha of Hamavdil. Which one should come first if you're Beis Shammai? You would think Beis Shammai would say the Avdallah would come first. Look what it says. Mivarich ala Yayin, v'alamar v'albasamim v'acharkach omer Avdallah. First the Yayin, then v'arimareish and besam, and then Avdallah. And if you only have one kos and you want to eat that night, save that kos till after you eat your meal, and then you'll bench with it also. So you'll do Avdallah and everything with that kos. One second. So says the Gemara. So don't you see? It's a contradiction in Beis Shammai. On the one hand, in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai said that you first say a bracha on the Yom. And over here it says you first say a bracha of Bar Bria Gofen and then say the Avdallah. What does Avdallah have to do with Kiddush? Well, maybe Kiddush is a better bracha than Agafen, but Avdallah is not as good a bracha. So it's important to realize, Kiddush and Avdallah are the same mitzvah. They are the same mitzvah. What? Yeah, the mitzvah is Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And the Rambam writes that how does one fulfill Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? By being Zocher Shabbos b'chnisaso uv'yitziaso, on the way in and on the way out. Meaning the mitzvah of Zocher Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is mark off the borders between Shabbos and the weekday. But you do that twice. When Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos leaves. So it's all the same mitzvah. So it stands to reason that if Beis Shammai prefers Kiddush over Hagafen, he's also going to prefer Havdalah over Agafen. Right? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So says the Gemara, okay, you're quoting me a Brisa, but that Brisa never used the words Beis Shammai. Who told you that that Brisa that prefers Baruch Pir Agafen before Havdalah is Beis Shammai? Maybe it's Beis Hillel. So says Gemara, and we're going to spend a good deal of time now trying to show that it's got to be Beis Shammai. Says Gemara, lo sal kodai tuchtani, because the Brisa also says ma'or v'achar kach besamin, that you first make a bar mireish before the besamin. Uman shamet leidis lehaisvara beishamay, and only beishamay holds that the bar mireish comes before the besamin. Detanya, how do I know only beishamay holds that way? Am Rabbi Yehuda, remember this name, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, lo nechlechu beishamay u beisilal ala mazon shebetchila v'al avdallah shebesof. Let's say you have the following situation. You need to say Avdallah with all of its attendant brachos. What are the brachos of Avdallah? What are the three brachos you need to say? Four brachos? Yes. Yayin, Ner, Besamim, and Avdallah. And you also need to bench. So here's the thing. Beisham, Beisil both agree, says Rabbi Yehuda. Benching is first. The Havdallah bracha is last. Alma nechlechu ala ma'ar v'ala besamim. They disagree whether Bari Mare Eish or Bari Mare B'Sam comes first. Beis Shammai Omri Ma'or V'achar Kach B'Sam, Beis Hillel Omri B'Sam V'achar Kach Ma'or. Beis Shammai holds Bari Mare Eish comes first, Beis Hillel holds Bari Mare B'Sam comes first. Bottom line is, only Beis Shammai holds Ma'or comes before B'Sam. So this Brisa has to be Beis Shammai. Because look on the fourth line of the page, what did the Brisa say? What comes first? Ala Ma'or then V'Ala B'samim. It's gotta be Beis Shammai, and that's why our kasha is a kasha. Because if this brisa is Beis Shammai, and this brisa says Hagafen comes before what?
Before
Havdalah, and our Mishnah says Kiddush comes before Hagafen, so it's backwards. So this brisa has gotta be Beis Shammai. It is important to note over here, very important to note, if you want to understand the next five lines of Gemara, that this machlokas, ma'or or besamim, which one comes first? Did we have that machlokas in the Mishnah? Was that one of the machlokas of Beisham Beisilil in our Mishnah? Not exactly. But look at machlokas number 5 in our Mishnah, if you numbered them yesterday. Machlokas number 5 in the Mishnah was Beishamay Omrim. Now, let's pay attention to which one comes first, ner or besamim. So Beishamay says ner mazon besamim v'avdal, so ner before besamim. And Beisilil?
Ner Ubisam.
Yes, and Ner also before Bisam. They both agree, according to our Mishnah, that Ner is before Bisam. They disagree about some of the other stuff. But they both agree Ner comes before Bisamim. Rabbi Yehuda just told us, what did Rabbi Yehuda just tell us? That Beis Shammai holds Ner comes before Bisamim. Like both opinions in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda thinks Beis Hillel holds it's reversed, that Bisamim comes first. So what we have over here is a machlokes, what the machlokes was. Okay, it's important to realize that. There's a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's no doubt about that. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, which is Rav Meir, Stam Mishnah is always Rav Meir, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir, what is the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So according to Rav Meir, according to our Mishnah, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold, Ner comes before Bisamim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, only Beis Shammai holds Ner comes before Bisamim. So we just said, oh, this Braisa that puts Ner before Bisamim must be going like Beis Shammai, because Rabbi Yehuda said only Beis Shammai holds Ner comes before Bisamim. But what's the other possibility? It's going like Beis Hillel, but who's understanding of Beis Hillel? Right, Rav Meir, our Mishnah's understanding of Beis Hillel, not Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Hillel. Says, Umimayta Beis Shammai, Yivel Yivet Rabbi Yehuda. Who told you that this Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai and it's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai? Dilma Beis Hillel, Yivel Yivet Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's actually following Beis Hillel, but Rav Meir's understanding of the Beis Hillel. So he said, no, that can't be. Lo Salkadaitich. The Katani, Hacha B'mas Nisan, because our Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ner Umazon Besamim Vahavdala. Ubeisilul Amrim Ner Ubisamim Mazon Vahavdala Vahasam Bebraisa Katani, and in the Braisa it says Im Einlo Elikos Echad, that if you have only one kos and you're going to want to eat Manicho La'achara Mazon Umishalshon Kulon Yacharav, save it all for after the meal and then you'll say all the brachos after the mazon, after the Birchsa Mazon, which implies Shmamina de Beis Shammai, that must be, this Braisa must be following Beis Shammai, Valibid Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the Beis Shammai, because he recommends putting Mazon earlier. So it can't be going like Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, because Beis Hillel in our Mishnah says Mazon comes after both Ner and Bisamim, whereas Beis Shammai holds it would come earlier. So therefore, Mikol Makom Kasha. Therefore, we're back to our original question. So the original question is a fairly simple question. With all the confusion, when all the dust settles, you go back to leave out all the confusion. What was the very simple question? According to our Mishnah, Beis Shammai holds what comes first, Kiddush or Yayin? According to our Mishnah, Kiddush. And according to this Braisa, which we now have proven is Beis Shammai, what comes first, Kiddush or Yayin?
Yayin.
Or Havdalah. Yayin before Havdalah. So that's our question. Why is it that when it comes to Kiddush, Kiddush comes before Yayin? When it comes to Havdalah, Yayin comes before Havdalah. So is there any difference between Kiddush and Havdalah? Says Gemara, there sure is. Kasavri Beis Shammai, Shaini Iyula Yoma Me'afuke Yoma. There's a big difference between sending the day out and welcoming the day in. One of those things is supposed to be done with a great sense of eagerness to make it happen quick, and the other one is supposed to be done with a sense of dread that we don't want it to happen. People tend to get this backwards. We are supposed to be excited for Shabbos to come in and dread Shabbos leaving. How do we reflect that? If you could save Shabbos for just another couple of seconds, how short a time? The amount of time it says to say Baruch Priya Gafen. Just save Shabbos for those another couple of seconds. Not say Avdallah till after your Baruch Priya Gafen. We try to do that. It's a statement that we're not eager to send Shabbos out. Ooh, but to bring Shabbos in, as soon as I can say Kiddush, I want to. I want to bring Shabbos in. What? That's why, what do you mean? Oh yeah, Kiddush should be done as early on Shabbos as you can. That's right. And the Shabbos day Kiddush is not really Kiddush, that's a Drabbanan. But the Friday, the real Din D'Oraisa is to do it. So Ayula Yoma, Kamed Maktamin and Layadif. To bring the day in, the earlier the better. Afuka yom, to send the day out, kama demachrin on layadif. The more you can delay it, the better. In fact, some of the poskim say that this principle plays a role on Shabbos Chanukah. Let's say Shabbos Chanukah. You come home from shul, you got two mitzvahs to do. What two mitzvahs do you have to do? Abdullah and Ner Chanukah. Which one comes first? Big machlokas. Big machlokas. Whatever you said is right and whatever you said is wrong. So big machlokas. One of the svaras to say that you should do Avdallah after Ner Chanukah is to try to delay Avdallah. We're sad to see. But you're going to be lighting Chanukah candles. Yeah, but it's a statement. It's a statement to try to delay Avdallah a little bit, to try to hang on to Shabbos. Rabbi Aryeh Cohen did led a Shalashuddis in my Shul to Shabbos, and he pointed out the minug in many, many places at Shalashuddis is to sing slow songs. It's sort of setting a mood that even if we're really going to end Shabbos exactly on time, but we sing slow songs just sort of like making a statement that we're not in a rush. We're not in a rush to make Shabbos go away. So that's a halachic attitude. We're not in a rush to make Shabbos go away. You don't want to tell God that, oh, Shabbos is such a burden on us. Shabbos is not a burden. Shabbos is the greatest gift that God has given us, one of the greatest gifts God has given us. You see this when you get involved in Balei Tshuva or even Geirim, where they talk about how Shabbos talks to them more than anything else. Okay. So, main point number two. Even though the bracha of Kiddush, even though Beis Shammai has the bracha of Kiddush before the bracha of Yayin, he has the bracha of Havdalah after, because we dread Shabbos leaving, or we delay Shabbos leaving. We try to delay Shabbos leaving. Good. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. We just said that when you are going to eat later that night and you only have one cup of wine, what do? You want to save that wine if you're going to eat later that night. Why do you want to save that wine if you're going to eat later that night? Who says you're going to need wine? What do you need the wine for? For benching. So says the Gemara, oh, by the way, that whole idea that you could just save the wine for later and you'll say Avdallah after your meal, Tosfos asks the obvious kasha, you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah. So Tos asks that kasha. Tos says it's Gemara in Pesachim that Amemar went to sleep hungry on Matzoy Shabbos when he couldn't find a cup of wine because he wouldn't eat before Avdallah. So the Gemara says, Amemar was just being machmir on himself. But really, strictly speaking, maybe you can. Okay. Visavri Beishamai Birchas HaMazon Tunakos. Does Beishamai really hold you need a kos for Birchas HaMazon? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah. Let's say you finish eating and then a cup of wine comes to the table. And it's the only cup of wine. If that's the only cup of wine you have, Beishamai says, no problem. You could make a bracha on the wine, drink it, enjoy it. You'll bench later, it's fine. Doesn't he mean that you're saying a bracha on it and drinking it now and then you're going to bench later without any wine? So don't you see Beis Shammai is telling us, don't worry, you don't need to bench with wine? So says Merlo, the Mevarich Levei Manachle. What Beis Shammai means is that if you finish your meal and a cup of wine comes, say a brach on it, but then put it down and save it for benching. What's the problem with that? Why is that going to be difficult to accept? You're going to say a brach and then put it down? And not drink from it till later? You have to taste it if you say a bracha. So says, okay, fine, detayimli. You taste it also. Wait, but v'amar tamo pagamo. If you taste it, now you're not going to be able to use it for benching because there's something called a kos pagum. What is a kos pagum? A kos from which someone has drunk cannot be used for a kosher bracha. So you're not going to be allowed to use it for benching if you taste from it now. So what's Beis Shammai advising over here? Take a little taste now and then you use it for benching later. You can't use it for benching later. It's a kos pagum. We're knowing this. We're worried about kos pagum. How do you fix a kos pagum? You pour more wine into the cup. So it says, "Where detayim le biyade." No, you didn't make a pagum. You didn't sip from the kos. You poured a little on your finger and you tasted it off of your finger. So it didn't affect the kos. Says the Gemara, "I v'amar koshal brachat zarch shir v'akapachas le mishiure." That's not going to help either because if you got a kos, that's exactly a revius. Exactly the minimum size. And you taste it even just a little bit off of your finger, guess what? The kos now has less than a revius. You're not going to be able to use it for benching. So says Mara, no, Dinafishle Tfei Shure. Who said the coast was exactly Revius? Maybe the coast was a Revius, two Revius. I don't know. So Gemara says, well, main shamel also kos katani. It says that it's your only kos. It can't be two revios. If it was two revios, then you would have two kosos. So Gemara says, no, trelo havi mechad nafish. Maybe it was one and a half revios. So it's not enough to have one now and then one later for benching. But it is enough to be able to taste a little bit now and still have a revios left for benching. Vatani rabichia b'shamayo. So the Gemara is still pounding away at this. Again, we're still trying to insist that Beis Shammai requires a kos for Berachas HaMazon. Says Gemara, V'atani Rebbe Chiya Beis Shammai Omer Mevarech Al Yayin Visho Sehu V'achar Kach Mevarech Berachas HaMazon. But we have a braisa that says you drink the whole kos and you'll bench later. Makes it sound like you're not going to have anything left for Berachas HaMazon. Yeah, Ela Trei Tanai V'Alib De Beis Shammai. Yeah, it's a machlokas what Beis Shammai holds. So let's make that the next main point. We have a machlokas whether Beis Shammai holds you need a kos for benching. Machlokas whether Beis Shammai holds you need a kos for benching. So that was all a discussion of the first of the eight machlokas between Beis Shammai and Basil that we had in the Mishnah. What was machlokas number two? Machlokas number two was, do you pour the kos before or after you wash your hands? So says the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanu Beis Shammai Omer Noten Liyadayim V'Achar Kach Mozgin Asakos. Wash first, Beis Shammai says. Shimat Omer Mozgin Asakos Tchila. Because if you pour the kos first while your hands are still tamei, Gzeira Shammai Yitmu Umashkin She'achorei Akos Machmas Yadav. Your tamei hands are going to touch the liquid on the outside of the kos, and you know what your tamei hands are going to do to that liquid on the outside of the kos? What do you think it's going to do to that liquid? It's going to make it tamei. V'yachshu V'yitmu Asakos, and that liquid is in turn going to make the kos tamei. So that's a bad thing. So says Gemara, why do you need the liquid to make the kos tamei? You're touching the kos. Why aren't velitmu yodayim lekos? Meaning, I understand the problem, but isn't the problem more fundamental? Forget about liquid. Your tamei hands are touching a kos. Isn't that making it tamei? So Gemara says, no, yodayim shniyo sein ve'in sheniyo so shlishi b'chulin ala yidei mashke. Your hands are all what we call a sheni letumah. A sheni l'tuma can't make something else tame without a liquid medium. Unless it's truma. But by chulin, by regular things, a sheni l'tuma can't make something else tame without a liquid medium. So your hands are a sheni l'tuma. They touch the coast, does nothing to the coast. But if they touch the liquid, you know what it does to that liquid? It makes that liquid a rishon. That liquid now touches the coast and makes that coast a sheni. See, normally the way tuma works is as it's transmitted, it gets weakened. And on a Daraisa level, that's always true. It gets weakened as it gets transmitted. But midrabanan, when something that's a sheni touches the liquid becomes stronger, a rishon. So that's why Beis Shammai is concerned that not that your hands are going to be metame the coast, your hands are going to be metame the liquid outside of the coast, that liquid is going to be metame the coast. Well, Beisil disagrees. Beisil says, Moshe nes hakos v'acharkach notin liyadayim. Pour the coast first, then you'll wash your hands. Why? Because if you're going to wash your hands first, here's what's going to happen. The tamei kos is going to touch the wetness of your hands and make the wetness on your hands tamei. And that new tamei water on your hands is going to make your hands tamei. So ask the Gemara, v'nitmu kos liyadayim, why don't we just assume the kos will make your hands tamei? Why do we need the liquid? Ein kli mitamei adam. A kli is never metame a person directly. Ask the Gemara, v'nitmi l'mashkin shabatocha. Why aren't we concerned about making the liquid inside the kos tame? It's all about the outside. Answers the Gemara, meaning why isn't the kos that's tame being metame what's inside of the kos? Answers the Gemara, hacha b'kli shenitmu acharav b'mashkin askilin. The kos became tame by something touching the outside of the kos. And the halacha there is detocho tahar v'gabo tame. The inside of the kos is actually tahar. The outside of the kos is the only part that's tame. So that's why this tame kos is going to be tame things that touch it on the outside, but it's not going to be tame what? The things on the inside. Titnan, because we have a mishnah. Kli shenitmu acharav b'mashkin. If a kli became tame from the outside with liquid, acharav tameim. The outside is tame. But the inside of the coast, the handle of the coast, the bottom side of the coast, all the other parts remain tahar. Nitma tocha, but the inside of the kos became tamei. Nitma kulo, the whole thing becomes tamei. Let's just get down to the two dots. Says Gemara b'may kamifli. What are Beishamei Beisil really arguing about over here? I understand they both have concerns about tuma being running rampant if you do it the other guy's way. So what are they really arguing about? Beishamei savri asur l'shtamish b'kli shenitma achar b'mashkin gzeri mishum nitzotzot. Beishamei says you're not allowed to use a kli whose backside became tamei, whose outside became tamei with the liquid, because we're always going to be afraid that that little sparks, that little drips of wine from the inside of the kli are going to end up on the outside. And Beishamei is not concerned that the kos is going to be metame, the water that's on your hands. So that's why Beishamei says, I'm not worried about that. Just make sure that what did Beishamei say? Just make sure that you wash your hands first, Beishamei says. I'm not worried about any tumah coming onto your hands from the coast. Ubeisil savri, Beisil says no. Mutar l'shtamish b'kli shenitma achar b'mashkin. Amri nitzotzos lo shchichi. You're allowed to use a kli whose outside is tameh and inside is tahar, because I don't think too many things are going to drip from the inside to the outside. And therefore, Beisil says, I'm also worried that your hands are going to become tamei from the coast. So you better make sure that you wash your hands afterwards. Davar acher, another reason why Beisil wants you to wash your hands after you pour the coast is much more simple. Take of the netilas yadayim suda. You always want to wash right before you eat. So if you wash and then you pour, and that's too much. Wash and eat. So says Mar, my davar acher, why does Beisil need a second reason? Because hachi kamalu Beisil Beishamai. Beisil will say to the Beishamai, lididchu, even according to you, damrisu asul l'shtamish b'kli shacharv tamein, even according to you that you're not allowed to use a kli whose outside is tamei, digazrinan mishum nitzotzos, because you're worried that some drips are going to come from the inside to the outside. I understand you, I hear you. But still, afilu achia adifa. It's still better to wash after you pour the kos. You know why? To take of netilas yadayim suuda. It's always better to be able to eat right after netilas yadayim. And therefore, our last main point is that Beisil holds, regardless of any concerns of tumah transferring, you should always wash after you pour the kos, immediately before the suuda. Regardless of any concerns of tumah transferring, you should always wash after you pour the kos, immediately prior to the su'udah.